You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, look it up. It's like a weird Hollywood fact.
Mm-hmm. We're good?
Yep.
Good morning. The September meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board from Schenectady, New York, in our headquarters. Chairman John Sabini joined by members Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. And I will, as usual, ask for public comment if there is any. Hearing none, I will ask the Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley to call me in your order.
Just so you know, Mr. Leeds has sent an email comment that we attached to the minutes.
Okay.
Call the meeting to order at 11:10.
Before we start the meeting, I wanted to open the meeting noting the passing of John A. Cashman Jr., who passed away this Saturday, appropriately enough, the day of the New York State Sire Stakes Night of Champions, where there was a moment of silence for him. He passed away at the age of 72. Originally from Nassau County, he's one of the giants of standardbred racing and breeding, with a career spanning decades. His father was a steward for the Racing and Wagering Board, John later became the assistant racing secretary at Vernon Downs and later the race secretary at Roosevelt Raceway for a number of years when Roosevelt was in its heyday and harness racing was one of the most popular spectator sports in the state. His legacy lives on. John Cashman III has been a trainer and driver. Brian Cashman, well known to many sports fans as the general manager of the New York Yankees. The late John Cashman Jr. was an executive later on at Castleton Farm in Kentucky and served in various capacities at the Red Mile and Pompano Park. Active with the American Horse Council, the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, the Grayson Jockey Club Equine Research Foundation, the Hambletonian Society, and in 1992 was elected to the Harness Racing Hall of Fame, which is located in Goshen in New York State. We offer condolences to the Cashman family and salute John Cashman Jr. as an important figure in racing in this state, and we open the meeting with our thoughts to him and his family. I'll ask Secretary Kristen Buckley to call the agenda.
Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on August 30th, 2012.
Minutes have been distributed. Any additions, corrections?
So moved. Yes,
hearing none. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Next item.
Items previously approved and deferred by the chair. There are 47 this month. Items previously approved and not deferred by the board. There are 3. Items to be approved and are deferred by the board today. There are 12, and the first one is Batavia Downs' request to implement new wager category.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Batavia Downs is requesting permission to offer pick 3 wagers to begin holding the wagers on races 10 through 12 on live race days. They wish to set the minimum wager at 50 cents base with a $1 wager. Batavia Downs proposes using a takeout rate of 25%. As you know, the current New York State rules do not have a pick 3 rule. However, board rules do provide that with permission by the board, any wager as defined by Chapter 9 of the 1996 Association of Racing Commissioners International model rules may be adopted and implemented. The ARCI rules offer pick 3 known as a win 3, and the copy of the appropriate section of the rule is attached to the item that is before the board. State Department of Tax and Finance conducted a tow test, and by a letter dated September 21st, 2012, Tax reported no issues with the test. A copy of that letter is also before the board. Tax has recommended that Batavia Downs submit wagering reports from the first day of wagering to Tax and Finance for the review at the end of the day. Batavia does wish to implement the wager as soon as possible after board approval. With that, staff recommends the board approve the request conditioned on 2 items, that the pick 3 be conducted in accordance with the submitted application and referenced rule, which is section 5, paragraph F of the ARCI model rules, and that Batavia Downs provide a copy of all end-of-day wagering reports from the first day of the Pick 3. First day of the Pick 3 is offered to the Department of Tax and Finance as they requested for their review.
Questions or comments from the board? Mr. Hogan.
Tom, at Batavia right now, are they running a Pick 4, Pick 6, or anything like that?
I think they have a Pick 6, but I don't know if they have a Pick 4.
All right. Do we expect once this happens we'll get interest from the other tracks? Is this something, the one thing I wasn't sure, is there much interest in this around the country?
I'm not sure. I think Saratoga, if I remember correctly, I think offers it. I'm not positive. I would expect that this, it's kind of late in the season for them now. Maybe next year you might expect to see more of this, but I don't know if we'll see more of this year from Lawrence Tracks.
Thank you.
And they're ready to implement the this new wagering rule as soon as possible, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the tote system is ready to do so. So with the board approval, they can do it fairly quickly.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Batavia Downs request to implement new wager Pick 3. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item approved. Next item.
Capital District Regional SB request to amend account wagering for operation of e-commerce.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Capital OTB has requested board approval to implement the new contract with e-commerce that they have entered into. The contract involves several services related to their account wagering and basically replace services provided by a previous company. There are 8 services that are listed: the VBET telephone services, VBET for web hosting, VBET VRecord, which supports or is kind of behind the scenes web hosting service provided to Capital as a management tool, the telephony service, enhanced recording, web hosting site, virtual tote board, e-pay funding, and Capital OTB player rewards point redemption. That one is somewhat different. This would allow point redemption would allow real-time access to amounts of rebates earned and allow points to be redeemed at any time by players as they wish. Capital OTB currently allows players to cash in rewards only after they have earned at least $250 in the current month. So that would be a change that the players would see, in that they would be able to access rewards as they accumulate. So after they make a bet, if they accumulate rewards, the next bet they could use them, type of thing. That would be different. The other items that are included here are virtually the same as previously provided, with update and some technology and with a change of vendor. Staff has reviewed all the services and the items and has been in contact with Capital OTB. Should be noted that the ACH service represents zero liability to Capital OTB, meaning that VBET takes the responsibility should a check bounce. They would have to cover the bet with Capital OTB, and the way the system is set up, there would be no exposure for Capital and not having money in the account to cover the bet.
How does it work with their current provider, Tom?
With current provider, they could be, if there's a problem with the transaction, Capital would be, there would not be money in the account. Capital would be required to follow up to collect the money. This would be different. This is a zero liability to Capital. They do have in the agreement does provide that should a check bounce, that Capital would agree to freeze the account until the VBET can go and get funds from the individual, but that is on vendor, not on Capital.
Can I ask another question, Jim?
Sure.
With that and the change here, it's still, while they'll have zero liability, people will still deal directly with the people at Capital OTB on this. They'll file the dispute form with them.
Yes. They're just the vendor behind it, but the actual provider is Capital OTB.
And there will be kind of a seamless move, or will the people have to reapply for new accounts with the new vendor?
That I am not sure about. It's my understanding of they probably would have to provide a new account application with the vendor.
Pardon me?
I would imagine they would have to provide new account information with the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall.
Although that would be a bit illogical in terms of being user friendly.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Would they make a transfer of the accounts over to this? And it may have them react to that. And then the other question is, what happens to the information that the provider's holding from before? But I'm actually more wondering about this stuff.
Yeah, that is, I believe, that's subject to the terms of the contract with the previous provider.
Okay.
We could table this until I can get someone to look for that.
I have a couple questions, too. The V-Commerce is located outside of New York State. Is there another entity that can do this, that does business in New York State?
That I don't know.
And also, the VBET telephone services that eliminates Capital OTB's inbound line to its call center, what is the fallout from that?
It's just a change in lines. It's not that it's a new line that'll be going into the call center. It's just a change in hardware, if you will. That's all it is. It's still going to the call center that's still located in the same
location.
To
follow up on that, if you call Capital OTB to make the wager, where does it go?
Right to Capital OTB's call center.
Okay.
So you asked them specifically that they'd be in compliance with the law on the call center?
Yes. Stuff. Yes.
If you want to take some time to research that.
I can do that. I'll have.
So we'll.
Yeah, where's some.
Yeah,
usually they have a representative.
They do have a representative here.
Over to the end.
Yeah. Can you answer that question? No. Okay. We'll defer that item till the end until that question is answered. So we'll put it on the table temporarily. Next item, please.
NIRA request to amend account
wagering
plan of operation MoneyGram.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you. This is a request from New York Racing Association to amend its internet and account wagering plan of operation to implement a contract with MoneyGram. MoneyGram is a global money service business that specializes in money transfers. It's the second largest money service business in the world and is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. MoneyGram uses a network of third-party retail locations that allow bettors to make cash deposits into their NIRA betting accounts from these locations located throughout the city. Customers are charged a service fee at those locations. According to NIRA, there are approximately 1,500 retail locations in the greater New York City area. This is basically a method to provide NIRA account holders ways to put money into their account to make it immediately available throughout the city. Staff has reviewed the item and is recommending approval.
Mr. Alvin?
Just give me 1 second. No, I'm good.
Other questions or comments on this item? It's an item that's been chewed over for a while, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing none, we'll call a vote then. All those in favor of the item, NIRA request to amend account wagering plan of operation MoneyGram.
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
Minnesota Raceway request to withdraw $7,891.99 from SIP.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request from Monticello to withdraw the set amount from their capital improvement fund for reimbursement for matting for a shipping barn and a new walk-behind mower. The request was reviewed by staff, which included a review of copies of vendor invoices and canceled checks. Staff has also done an inspection of the items and has documented them. The presiding judge has been in contact with us, and since the last walkthrough at Monticello Raceway, all of the health and safety issues have been addressed, according to him. There is approximately a little over $54,000 in the capital improvement fund in their account at the end of June of this year. With that, staff recommends approval.
Questions or comments on Monticello SIF?
I have a question.
Mr. Diamond.
We, as a follow-up to our visit at Monticello, There was a considerable amount of debris, litter, unsafe conditions, including but not limited to stockpiled tires and metal. Has that been cleaned up? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I know it's a safety issue, but...
Yes, we did follow up with them subsequently to that, and I don't have a copy of the report.
That was part of our SIP tour.
You know what, we
yes,
have a...
confirmed.
Charlie, yeah. We do have a... And I think we just got it again. The... Yes. Because I'd asked about that before as well. I do believe we got a follow-up back on the 1st of August where our people had said they had walked through because of, I think, both of your and my insistence after taking the SIF tour that these things be taken care of.
Okay.
But
I,
yes,
didn't see that.
We did have a detailed list. I don't have it right at hand either, but... And I would also note that, particularly in the pads, were needed and were something that was pointed out to us in terms of.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Monticello Raceway requests to withdraw $7,891.99 from the Capital Improvement Fund. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item. Actually, let's go back to the...
Are we ready?
We're ready with the capital OTB
yes.
question. Mr. Kellogg, Mr. Casaragolo.
Yes, we checked to verify that existing account holders do not have to go back and reapply or provide any additional information. That information will be accepted. That's already been on file with the vendor,
great.
So there'll be no additional refiling or application needed.
That's excellent.
Great. Okay. We're okay with this then? We're going to move it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go back to the item number 312-37D, Capital District Regional OTB request to amend account wagering plan of operation of V-Commerce. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item is approved. Back on to your scheduled agenda. Next item.
Casco Region OTB request to install self-activated betting terminal stands at Pioneer Sports Bar and Grill in Myra.
Mr. Casaragolo.
This request comes from Catskill OTB to amend its plan of operation to for approval of what's known in other locations as easy bet applications. He refers to it here as self-betting or self-activated betting terminals. The location is Pioneer Sports Bar and Grill Incorporated, which is located in Elmira, New York, in Chemung County. It's a single shareholder, Mr. Mayo. Staff review consisted of reviewing personal history disclosure, financial disclosure forms, tax returns, credit history, public records, business records, and other information publicly available. Criminal history included a review of the fingerprint information, came back with no disqualifying information. Staff reviewed, as you can see, his financial disclosure form, tax returns. Pioneer Bar and Grill holds a valid liquor license. There was no disqualifying information or any reported violations by the SLA. The standing agreement that Catskill OTB has with Tioga Downs permission gives permission to Catskill OTB to open Easy Bet branches within the location close to Tioga Downs, which I believe is 30 miles.
Yeah,
agreement
right.
States that the parties may execute a cash receipt agreement where the operator may be advanced with an on-site balance of cash to satisfy vouchers and 80% of payment by customers who utilize the OTB system. Operator redeems the collected vouchers for cash at OTB branch betting center subject to cash receipt agreement. This is a standard agreement that Capskill OTB has entered into for these locations. Staff has completed its review and is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on the item? Hearing shockingly none, we'll then move the item. Catskill Regional OTB request to install self-activating betting terminal, aka STAN, at Pioneer Sports Bar and Grill, Elmira, Chemung County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Suffolk Regional OTB, New Quick Bet, Inglis Incorporated, doing business as Lily Flanagan's Inglis. Iceland.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This request comes from Suffolk OTB to amend its plan of operation to now include a QuickBet facility with Menglis Inc. doing business as Lily Flanagan's. Lily Flanagan's is located in 528 Main Street, Islip, New York, in Suffolk County. Has two main shareholders, Mr. Snoble and Mr. Kohler. A complete suitability review was done on both principals as well as the corporation, which included the review of the criminal histories, which found no disqualifying information, financial disclosure and credit history reports, which found no disqualifying information, financial review of the tax returns of the individuals in the corporation as well. Which came back okay. Liquor license, they do have a liquor license, obviously, with the state liquor authority, and there was no disqualifying information provided by them, and no reports of any violations, as well as they had a license with the Division of Lottery, which also had no disqualifying information from them as well. A letter was included from NYRA giving permission for Suffolk OTB to open a quick bet at Lily Flanagan's as required, as that location is within 30 miles of, I believe that would be Belmont. Staff reviewed payroll records for the corporation to determine if any employees were licensed by the board. We found no derogatory information. Staff has completed the review of this applicant and is recommending approval of this item as well, with the standard board conditions for such QuickBet facilities with this and the previous item as well. Should we know that the standard conditions be included?
Questions or comments on the item?
No.
Hearing none, we'll move the item. Suffolk Regional OTB, new QuickBet, Menglis Inc. Doing business is Lily Flanagan's, Islip, Suffolk County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
Suffolc Regional OTB New QuickBet Pub 347 Incorporated doing business as Pub 347
Smithtown. Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This request comes before the board from Suffolk OTB as well. This is to amend the plan of operation to now include a new QuickBet facility with Pub 347, who is located on the Smithtown Bypass in Smithtown, New York, in Suffolk County. The applicant has two individuals, principal shareholders, Mr. Feldman and Mr. Wakanova, who both reside within Suffolk County. Staff did a suitability review of both individuals and the corporation as well. Criminal history information revealed no disqualifying information. The financial reviews and the tax returns and personal history disclosure forms were completed and were found to be satisfactory. They do have a valid liquor license. A background check with the state liquor authority was done, revealed no disqualifying information. They also hold a license with the Division of Lottery, which also reported no violations as well. The information is before the board. Staff has reviewed the application. If approved, the board recommends, or excuse me, staff recommends the board approve the standard conditions, and as well as note that, in addition, that as you can see by the information, that Mr. Feldman maintained the current status with his current lien with New York State, his tax lien, which he is currently working off through a payment agreement. So we recommend that that be added as a condition that you remain current with such agreement.
Questions or comments from the board on this application? Wow. Hearing none, we'll move the item. Suffolk Regional OTB, QuickBet, Pub 347. Doing business is Pub 347, Smithtown, Suffolk County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
Western Regional OTB New Easy Bet Village Rock Cafe, East Rochester.
Casaragola.
This request comes from Western OTB to amend their plan of operation to include a new Easy Bet facility in Rochester, New York, on Main Street, which is located in Monroe County.
East Rochester.
Excuse me, East Rochester. Is the East Rochester Village Inn, doing business as the Village Rock Cafe. There are two principal shareholders of this corporation as well. Staff performed a suitability review of the individuals and the corporation. The criminal history reviews found no disqualifying information. Financial disclosure form, credit history, and tax returns were reviewed and found no disqualifying information. The applicant, of course, has a liquor license with the State Liquor Authority. There was noted some years ago, in 2005 and 2007, the applicant, the applying corporation, was issued two fines of $3,000 and $5,000, which have been settled. There have been no other reported violations since 2007. The applicant does hold a license with the Division of Lottery, and there was no reported violations or disqualifying information provided by the lottery. Public records also reveal no other issues or items relevant to the application. There is a letter from Finger Lakes giving permission for Western OTB to open an Easy Bet facility at this location. Staff recommends, should this item be approved, that the standard conditions of approval be included with this item.
Questions or comments on the item? Mr. Hogan?
No.
I'll note that a lot of due diligence was done on this application by our audits and investigations unit, because there have been some questions raised by people, but it looks like the record's been pretty clean for the last 5 years. So.
I just have a...
Mr. Donovan.
Education, when you do the background checks, this is going to sound like a stupid question, but are the references contacted?
They are.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just...
It's usually the last step we do.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Western Regional OTB, new Easy Bet Village Rock Cafe, East Rochester, Monroe County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
Western Regional OTB, new Easy Bet Marker Incorporated, do business as Cruisers Niagara Falls.
Mr. Cassler, go along.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the last Easy Bet facility before the board today. This comes from Western OTB as well. Is to amend their plan of operation to include an Easy Bet facility in Niagara Falls, New York, located on Porter Road in Niagara County. The this applicant is wholly owned by Lawrence Lindsay. His wife is also listed as a officer of the corporation as well. The personal history disclosure and completed suitability review was done on both Mr. and Mrs. Lindsay as well as the corporation. No derogatory information was found in the criminal history review. Financial disclosure review and tax return review were also completed and found to be satisfactory. The corporation does have a license with the State Liquor Authority, and no disqualifying information or reports of violation were provided. And they have not applied for it, nor do they hold any license with the Division of Lottery, so there was no derogatory obviously information there. A letter was included from Buffalo Raceway granting permission to Western OTB to open an Easy Bet location at this site. Should the board approve this item, staff recommends that the standard conditions of approval for an Easy Bet location be included.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Western Regional OTB, new Easy Bet, Marger Incorporated, doing business as Cruisers, Niagara Falls, Niagara County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you. Thanks for your extensive work for your audits and investigations unit on all these Easy Bets. Next item.
Notice of adoption, Thoroughbred Racing Claiming Rule.
Mr. Firestand.
Thank you, Chairman and members. This is the first of two rule adoptions before the board today. This first one is a thoroughbred rule only. It It provides for, with staff recommendation, for adoption of an amendment to Subdivision A of Section 4038.5 of the Board's rules. This rule would provide that a claim shall be void for any horse that dies during a race or is euthanized on the track following a race. As the Board is aware, this rule has been in effect for a considerable period of time as an emergency rule.
April.
And yes, and has now been through the formal proposal and is ripe for adoption. There was one public comment received during the proposal stage of this. That was from Finger Lakes Racetrack, which supported the proposed rulemaking. Staff recommends the adoption. If the Board approves this today, it will be submitted to the State Register for publication on October 17th and will then be a permanent replacement for the emergency rule in effect.
It's not perfect, but I think it's better than the prior situation. I'm sure Mr. Diamond has a comment.
I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I feel well aware of my involvement in the claiming rule changes, and I hope that in the very near future that we adopt additional significant and thorough claiming rules, improvements, if you will, to the rule that we just adopted today. Obviously, the benefit to the racing industry, particularly the equine athlete, would be considerable. This is a health and safety issue that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later, and it's my hope that the Board and our staff will remain vigilant and continue to move forward changing the claiming rule.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. All the notice of adoption, thoroughbred racing claiming rule. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Although not perfect, aye.
Item's approved. Next item.
Notice of adoption, TCO 2, 2012 rule amendment.
Mr. Feierstein.
This is before the Board for adoption in both thoroughbred and harness racing of amendments to the Board's rules governing the procedures and the penalties involved in testing horses for the presence of excessive total carbon dioxide levels. These changes are the product of the experience that the Board and the staff have been through and changes in testing technology in terms of recognizing the impact and the timing of testing in relation to the administration of furosemide to horses. These amendments were published in the State Register on July 25th of 2012 with a comment period. The public comment period expired September 8th. There were no comments received from the industry regarding these proposals. Staff recommends approval. If approved at this meeting, as with the prior rule adoption, this will be published and become effective for both harness and thoroughbred on October 17th of this year.
Questions or comments from the Board?
Comment. Good
Mr.
job.
Mr. Hogan.
Rick, good job. I know it's been a long time coming and making the changes, so I just wanted to say thank you for being diligent in making this happen. And I will be voting yes, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item notice adoption TCO 2 2012 rule amendments. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Let me thank Assistant Counsels Rick Goodell and Mark Stewart for their work on this. Next item.
In the matter of Dennis Pertains.
Mr. Feierstein.
Thank you. This is the only adjudicatory matter before the Board today. This matter results from the post-summary suspension hearing involving Thoroughbred General Services licensee Cortez, whose license was summarily suspended based upon a positive report of marijuana and a sample collected from him. This was alleged to be in violation of the Board's human drug testing rule and an executed consent to conditions for licensing. There was a hearing held. The licensee defaulted in appearing, and the hearing officer recommends that the license involved be revoked.
So fall under the no-show, you got to go category. Questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of the disposition of the Cortez case by the hearing officer, signify by saying aye.
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 Item is approved. And that's it.
Just so you know, there was items for board information discussion of 5 this month, and follow-up items that were previously approved were 1. Any discussion?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, could you stay a minute?
Yes. What are the issues involving
fire? Can we all please? Do I?